ABC Radio Australia.
Well, back in August, the United States and Cook Islands announced they were cooperating on the development and research of seabed mineral resources. A part of that decision was the deployment of the research vessel Nautilus, which has just completed a three-week expedition, collecting data from the seafloor Cook Islands exclusive economic zone. On board was Professor of Oceanography Adam Sewell, the Executive Director of the Ocean Exploration Cooperative Institute, a group of academic institutions that work collaboratively with the US federal government. He tells Lucy Cooper the scientific findings will serve the best interests of both proponents and opposition of deep sea mining.
We did this in cooperation with the Cook Islands, and so that means both the planning of the mission and its objectives and active participation by Cook Islanders on the expedition in key roles. And so the biggest takeaway for me was getting to know the Cook Islanders, who were just really wonderful to work with and care deeply about their mare moana, their kind of ocean, and just the excitement they had for getting to the deepest parts of the ocean, seeing what was there. And so that was a huge takeaway for me. But on the scientific side, we were able to do observational or kind of video surveys of their deep water. And we did that in areas that were covered with manganese nodules, seamounts in the region, and areas that were sedimented. And in, you know, common kind of thinking for the deep ocean is that the deeper you go, the less life you find. And that's, you know, largely true. But I was quite surprised with the amount and diversity of megafauna. That's basically just animals that are bigger than 2 centimeters that we saw during the expedition. So that was really instructive for me, and I think for all the scientists, including the Cook Islanders on board.
So in your opinion then, is the Cook Islands ready to commence mining of the seabed?
I mean, I will say, first of all, that's the decision of the Cook Islanders. You know, I'm kind of really sensitive to their sovereignty to make these decisions for themselves. Whether they're ready right now, I think they're still in a kind of data collection mode to try and understand the deep sea ecosystems there. So I don't think they would describe themselves as ready. But what I would say is that they have really excellent scientists and managers who have a very good plan for how to proceed through data collection, through consultation with the people of the Cook Islands to arrive at a decision. And I think that they'll do it, you know, with the best interests of the Cook Islanders and their ocean in mind. And, you know, to say black and white, like we're ready to mine now or not ready to mine now, I think we'll never be at that point. It may be that we move on to a phase of test sites for mining and seeing what the impacts are, continuing to do the research that gets us further along in our understanding. And maybe by gradation, we get towards a decision of using these resources or not.
In your role, do you hold the position that you are a proponent of deep sea mining?
No. I guess personally, I don't like the maximalist view in either way of no, we should not mine and we shouldn't even go to the deep sea, or yes, we should mine and use these resources. I think that myself, along with the Cook Islanders, are looking towards a science-based approach for making the decision.
Commercial deep sea mining is yet to take place anywhere in the world. Is the Cook Islands in a position to be one of the first because it is undertaking this kind of research and is in collaboration with countries like the US and also China?
It's possible. You know, I think it would be the preference of the Cook Islands not to be at the vanguard of this. These are really weighty decisions, and it would certainly be nice to see how it goes elsewhere before doing it in their own waters. I would expect that that's their perspective. I don't think they're necessarily farther along towards commercial extraction relative to a place like the Clarion-Clipperton Zone, where many different countries have leases. But I think that what sets them apart right now is these are resources that are under their control rather than an international organization like the International Seabed Authority. And I think their commercial partners are looking to leverage that. But I've met these folks, I've worked with them, and I know that they're not going to run headlong into this without doing the work to understand what its impacts will be.
And that's Adam Saul, Executive Director of the Ocean Exploration Cooperative Institute, speaking to Lucy Cooper.